You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, for a couple of orders of business that we need to get to. First of all, happy birthday, Mace.
Thank Mace, your birthday?
Yeah.
Thank you.
26 again?
No, 58, and I love it.
All right, 58, yeah. And you love it. That's good.
It's awesome.
Any plans?
You know, I've got dealer's choice on dinner tonight. I got it narrowed down to like 5 restaurants. I'm not sure which one.
Juan make the ultimate decision?
No.
Okay.
I guess I'm the dealer. That yeah. wouldn't make any sense. Would it? Yeah, I'm the dealer.
You threw me off. I'm like,
I guess it's okay. Player's
What are
choice.
The 5 options?
5 options, steak, seafood, Italian.
Mexican?
No Mexican.
No? Okay.
I guess it's steak, seafood, Italian.
Okay.
I think those
are you leaning one way or the other?
I'm leaning seafood. There's a really cool place we go to called Tangaroa Fish Market, and they do this crab broil where it's got like oysters and crab and mussels and fish and all. I mean, all this, and it's in a net, and you cut it open.
Oh, that's the best.
One of those things.
There's potatoes and corn
in there. Potatoes and corn.
Yeah,
yeah.
There you go. Yeah,
Mace has 9 reservations on Open Table. Yeah, he's gonna have to cancel.
We have
of
to
them.
Bail on something. Bail on something.
Those but. Boils like that, those are so good.
Oh, so
they're
good.
They're so good.
We used to have clam bakes when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
Clam bakes were the best.
So as a L.A. native, this was something completely foreign to me.
Yeah.
Right? And then I went to New Orleans for the first time, and they brought out a crawfish boil.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And they bring it out of the pot, and they cut the bag open. It goes all over the table.
Yeah, never had that.
It's awesome.
Where has this been my
I
whole
need
life?
I that
yeah.
setup.
Oh,
yeah.
my God. It's amazing.
I should go
Tangaroa Fish Market. Unsolicited plug. Great place. Great spot.
You, Juan, and Alan go out to
dinner. Yeah, Al, you want to come over for a little crab roll?
It sounds pretty good.
I'm just
good.
At the table right next to them. Juan, I won't say a thing.
Yeah.
I won't say a thing.
Just dig in.
Did you happen to tell Juan the IV story that you asked about yesterday on Ask Travis? Because I know he and I were at Santa Barbara at the exact same time.
Right. Oh, when's the last? Well,
the drunkest I ever was in IV. That was your question, right?
What? Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
Juan says that at... UCSB, he majored in accounting and drugs. Those were his two
Those were popular
majors.
Classes.
So there were many,
his
many
emphasis
stories.
Was on drugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was a minor
drugs.
In accounting.
Yeah, minor in accounting. Exactly right. So, no, he partied a lot.
Well, by the way, were you surprised that was the story? I still, to this... Yesterday he explained the story. Okay, I don't know if you got a chance to hear it.
Did you hear my answer, Mace?
I didn't. I texted that to Emily. I don't even know the answer.
Should I tell it again?
Yeah, set it up.
So I was 19, mm-hmm. and I got my hands on my first ever fake ID.
Nice.
Okay.
At 19.
Wow.
Yeah, I was a rule follower until then.
We Quite started younger.
Yeah.
I didn't go to a bar until I was 25. I wanted to make sure I could have that. I could rent a car, too.
So it's the first week of school. Everybody filters back up to Santa Barbara, and I have this ID.
Yep.
And... Juan will remember these places. There's a place called Javon's that was like sandwiches and burgers, but they had very cheap pitchers of beer.
Got it.
So we started with cheap pitchers of beer at Javon's. Then we moved over to the Grad. Okay, it was called the Graduate.
Okay.
And they had a thing. I forget what night of the week it was, Wednesdays or Thursdays, doesn't matter. And they had a thing that was called Countdown. And at 8 o'clock, you would get one drink for $2. Okay.
Okay.
At 9 o'clock, you would get two drinks for $2.
Okay.
10 o'clock, you would get 3 drinks for $2 all the way until they closed at midnight.
Wow.
The drinks would get cheaper the deeper into the night that you would go.
So what, 11 o'clock?
You'd get 4 drinks for
four
$2.
4 drinks?
So
for
it got.
Wow.
That's a recipe for nothing
yeah,
going on.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's, that sounds crazy.
So that this is the beginning of this story, not a huge surprise. So we go to Countdown. Like I said, we'd just gotten back to school. So I had bought some new clothes going back to school that year. And I bought a pair of shoes that I liked a great deal. They were like, I don't remember the brand, but I liked them a lot.
Yeah,
nice new shoes for me. Very excited to wear them out one of the first nights that we were there. Go to the Javon's. Go to Countdown. Have way too many 4-for-1s at this point. And I decide it's time for me to go home.
Yeah.
I go back to my apartment that I've been in for 2 or 3 days. Misplace my keys. They're gone. Can't find them. I'm like, well, looks like I'm sleeping on the front porch
right,
until my
right.
roommate comes home. Fall asleep. And I don't know, could have been an hour, could have been 10 minutes. Wake back up, door still locked. I'm cold. I have to find a place to go to sleep. Keep in mind, I have a car at Santa Barbara, but this never crosses my mind to go to my own car. I say, I'm going to go get into my roommate's car to sleep. His car is unlocked. I get into the back seat. Unfortunately, I get sick.
Yep.
Okay, so the next morning,
in his roommate's car.
Back of the roommate's car.
I go to my buddy. I'm like, listen, man, I'm really sorry, but this is what happened. I'm going to clean it up. I'll get it detailed. And he's like, oh, man, you're such a blankety blankety blank.
Yeah.
You know, what's the matter with you? And he goes to get his car. He comes back. He goes, there's nobody in my car.
Really?
I'm like, wait, what? No. You need to go look again. I 100% was in your car. I know it was your car. And he goes back and goes, Trav, there's nothing in my car. I look down, like three or four cars down the parking lot, the exact same car.
Just a stranger's car.
No.
Stranger's car.
The exact same
Ralphed
car.
Ralphed in a stranger's car.
And at some point in the night, I lost my shoes. Still to this day, they never turned up.
Tradition of Bobby.
I was just going to say.
They never turned up. But I left the evening with my shoes on, unlike Bobby. But they just disappeared at some point.
I wonder if that bar is still doing that special.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
It's a classroom now. It's an off-campus lecture hall.
Learned there, yeah.
You probably took the shoes off before getting in the car because you didn't want to be rude.
I didn't want to scuff up the floor mats. Yeah, that's how it was. So that's the answer to the question. You can share that with Juan. We had a today's National Chip and Dip Day.
Oh, yeah.
And Emily came unglued because Taylor chose Cheetos. She insists that those are not a chip.
They're not a chip. Cheetos aren't a chip.
They're on the chip.
Flamin'
Hot
the gas
Cheetos. Yeah, I always thought they were a chip.
They're not a chip.
Cheetos
are
not a chip.
They're a little wad of cheese. They're not a
There's
chip.
There's not an ounce of cheese anywhere near those.
Yeah,
things.
Well, I mean, cheese chemical product. Yeah. No, but I mean, those are not a chip.
So you would have thought in your head immediately, that can't be in the draft or category of a chip.
Instantaneously.
Really?
Cheetos not a chip.
I would have never thought that.
They're a chip.
Emily feels so good right now. Look at her smiling.
They're
on
the gas station chip rack. They're a chip.
They're like an adopted chip. They're in the chip family, but they were adopted, or they're almost like a pet. They're like a pet in the chip world because, you know, like humans raise a different animal, but they're part of the family. Because
it's like a wolf raising a stray child.
Yeah, they're like the cocker spaniel of the chip world. Because, I mean, they are, you're correct, in that aisle.
Yeah.
But you don't functionally use them in any way that you normally would use a chip.
But when you go through the gas station, you put the gas in the car, you go inside, you grab a Coke or a coffee or whatever it is, and you want a little salty snack, all of those same things are on the same
pretzel's
shelf.
Pretzel's not a chip. But that,
sure it is.
Right, no,
I would say pretzel's not a chip.
I fall on that one.
You're conflating the chip rack with the salty rack. Like all of these things are actually just salty snacks. They're not chips.
So is a Pringle a chip?
Yes.
Pringle is a chip.
But
Pringle
corn
is a
chip. Nuts.
Not according to the U.S. government. It's
corn,
not.
Corn nuts, not a chip.
Yeah, in this scenario,
and they're on the same salty rack as
Pringles, as defined by the case Big Chip v. Pringles, has to identify as a crisp.
Was there actually a lawsuit?
There was.
That's a legal thing. Like, it's functionally the same thing. Like, they're not
crisp.
Fooling anyone.
Crisp.
Like, over at Big Lay's, they're not fooling anybody.
You know the Pringles chip, the shape of it is?
Like duck lips.
Heptabalon. A heptabalon is that actual.
That
I made
wavy.
That up. I totally made that up.
I'm sure it has a shape.
I'm sure the name.
If you didn't say you made it up, I would be telling people after the show. Well, I don't know if you know about this.
Still want to know
it's a heptabalon.
Like I don't like that.
Yeah, no, Pringle, the best.
Really?
I love Pringles.
Pringles, I told him that was in my list. That was my part
Pringles
of my
Pringles on my
Pringles
power rankings for sure.
Why not just eat like wax lips or sex wax or something like that?
Because I can't buy them in the chip aisle.
they're not salty.
They're not salty.
Okay, I got an NBA question for you guys. Last night, the Lakers beat the Suns. Good.
Yes.
They needed it desperately. Scott Foster, Chris Paul, here we go again. 46 to 20, Slee? Is that what it is?
46 free
20.
Throws for the Lakers.
46 to
24. 20,
14 to 4 in the fourth quarter.
Yep. Monty Williams walks out in his presser.
He just goes, 46-20, see ya.
And it was Scott Foster and Chris Paul
yep.
all over again.
Sure.
Why do we just accept that as the price of the business in the
Here we go.
No.
Andy.
That is deeply.
We need conspiracy theory.
Not
music.
Okay.
I know.
And we just kind of shrug our shoulders, like, "Yep, Scott Foster got him again."
Look, it's for the same reason that the NBA will both shoot down conspiracy theories about the draft and frozen envelopes and stuff like that, but also make sure that we never stop talking about it. It's a long season, man. You need things to talk about over the course of a year.
This
year
is
in,
a talking point designed by the NBA?
Yeah. I'm not saying it's designed by the NBA. I'm saying this is the reason why you don't do the obvious thing, which is don't let Scott Foster referee games that Chris Paul is in. Like, it's an easily solved problem,
right,
if you actually want to solve it.
But why don't they want to solve it, I guess, is my question. Because I understand narratives. I understand you want eyeballs. I understand you want storylines. I get it. But it inherently alters the spirit of competition.
I don't know. I mean,
he never wins when that guy's on the court.
It is true. He never wins.
What'd you say the record? You said it was like 1-12.
It was 1-12 in the playoffs. It's 1-12.
Right, but here's
the thing. Chris Paul's on good teams. They're not going 1-12 against anybody.
I mean, everybody says that, except Chris Paul also has a reputation as the guy that can never get it done, and you can't build a team around him because he's too small as a point guard to do this stuff.
Andy, I'm with you on all of that. I'm not saying he can't have a losing record. I'm not saying he can't lose the series
every
time.
My point is, people would say he doesn't need Scott Foster's help. He can choke this thing away himself. Yeah, no, thank you very
much.
Point.
You
can't have this both ways.
It's altered.
Look, the two of them are miserable people.
Right. They don't.
Who
they
deserve
just
each other.
Don't like each other.
Right.
Right. And we all have people in your workplace that you just don't like.
I agree with you, but you also don't have somebody in your workplace that where the dynamic is one person has an incredible amount of power to dictate the outcome to you, and you have no recourse for it just because it's personal like that. Where it's supposed to be equitable.
John threw a trophy.
Yeah, no, it's
but
true.
Where it's supposed to be equitable. The idea of these things is there's going to be mistakes. It may be slightly tilted one way or the other, but it's so remarkably lopsided.
I just think they need to go to HR. Just go to HR and work it out.
That's how you take care of it?
Yeah, that's how I would handle it. No, I mean, hey, we'll take it.
I'm not throwing we'll totally it back. Don't get me wrong. I'm not throwing it back, but I guess I'm alone in this
one. Andy's got some fancy explanation that he's going to tell you later on. No. He's going to tell you later on. So it takes about 5 minutes, but it's really good.
It really doesn't take that long. It just took you 5 minutes to read it.
Oh, you wrote it out?
It's a very long text.
You want me to show you the bubble of the text? It ain't that long.
Dude, let me ask you this. Do you have to scroll through it along the way?
No.
So it fits in one screen.
It does fit in one screen.
Okay.
Here.
Slow of a reader.
My mind went numb midst of it.
Okay, see the larger of the two blue squares?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
That's
not very long.
You okay?
No, that's not long. Yeah, sure.
That's not that long.
No, it's not. It's long for
me. It's a lot. I would read
TLDR.
Probably half of it. I'd stop. Go
text
get something
are supposed
to eat.
To be short, right? Even Momo's text messages are
short.
She's
very succinct on text.
On text, yes.
Yes, she is.
Okay, we'll say
you're
this.
You're wrong. I know different.
If I'm going to send a long text, then I pick up the phone and I just call him. Ooh. Right? Like instead of the long text.
I don't want to talk to you on the phone.
I would rather.
I don't want to talk to
hit the red button and say, text back, what?
Yeah, what?
But you would rather write a long text than just have the conversation with somebody?
I don't want to have a conversation with anybody.
Yeah, I just don't want to. I hate texting for that.
No, please don't. Please don't. Okay. Don't call me. I mean, I'm just going to be. Don't call me. I'm not answering the phone.
Slee's going to Disneyland this afternoon with his nieces.
Hey!
Yeah, right.
Happiest place on earth.
The Sleeces.
So, I haven't been since pre-COVID. Have you been in a while?
I'm not a Disneyland guy. I know I work for Disney, all that stuff. I don't have kids. I'm not a
Not even just a
kids
nice walk,
everywhere screaming, and they got ears
Juan,
on. And
Juan's a fan or not?
The Matterhorn, whatever the hell's going on here. Not into it.
Should put that in the commercial.
Steve Mason for Disneyland.
There goes that live endorsement.
Do you like Disneyland?
No.
He's on your team.
Yeah, I'm okay with not going, but they've never been. They're already down there now. So today I'll look forward to. Plus, I don't have to be there right when it opens, all the way till it ends.
You have to stay for the fireworks?
No, I don't think they'll be staying that long. They got to drive back to San Diego tonight, so I think they'll leave before
then.
Yeah,
I took my niece to Disneyland once. It was like a friggin' hostage. I mean, a hostage situation. It was so. I mean, I just cannot do it.
Summer?
You know. No. Okay. Are you saying summer?
No, I'm saying was it in the middle of the summer when you guys
went? It was whenever it was.
That's
it
brutal. So
the summer
brutal.
Disneyland trip is a more arduous venture.
Because it's really packed, right?
And it's hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really it's hot. Hot and it's hard to find shade and air conditioning.
Yeah.
But right, Slee, you'll have a good time.
$14 waters.
How old are your nieces and nephews and all that?
8 and 6 are
eight
these
and
two
six.
Nieces.
They're great at that age. There. So... I say that no matter how old the kids are. How old are your kids, Annie?
I only have one, and she's going to be 12
yeah,
in April.
That's a great,
they're great
age.
At that age. That's such a fun age.
How about 22, 19, and 17?
Oh, that's so much
so
fun.
Cute.
So adorable.
They're just
at that
adorable.
Age. Yeah.
You just want to pick them up and snuggle them nonstop. Super Crosstalk is powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger is all about. Mason and Ireland coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Ah! Ah! Happy birthday, Mace.
Hey, happy birthday, fool.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
And good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon.
What's up, Andy? So, Ireland's off today.
What's up, man?
He never works on my birthday. Does he? Does he always take my birthday
off? I mean, I would have to go back in time and think about it.
Too much adulation?
Yeah, you know, he talks to you enough.
Yeah, he does.
He leaves you alone. I like to think of it as he leaves you alone on your birthday.
That's good.
It's like a feud, like a Chris Paul, Scott Foster type feud.
Exactly.
It's coming out on your
birthday.
Exactly.
So, question, just a protocol question. So, thank you to many, many people who have texted and emailed and all that stuff. Does each one get its own response? Should I respond to each one individually?
Yes.
You can. Just put the little heart thingy. That's it.
Oh, no, that's it? That's just it. A little heart thingy?
So
I'm good?
I disagree.
Okay.
I think you should say thank you to every single person that texts you.
Put a heart.
Done. Oh, really? To every single person?
Every single person.
Just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you. Like, sometimes you can change it up every once in a while.
What about a TY? Can I do a TY?
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like you can say, oh, I appreciate that. Just like you can change it up a little bit. Otherwise, just thank you.
Well, here's the problem, though. Like, how many of these people know each other? Because if they can compare notes and see that your response to all of them is exactly the same, then your response seems insincere.
Thank you, TY. Much appreciated, TY.
Yeah, it starts becoming a problem.
TU.
Heart emoji. That's it. A little
heart emoji.
Hold the bubble
heart
and
emoji.
Put the heart.
There you go. I don't mind that at all. Yeah, I mean, I'm a big birthday guy. I like it to be celebrated. I have fun with it always. I'm ready for the cake whenever it gets here.
No, you're losing weight, so we didn't get you one.
It's true. I am
Ooh.
Losing.
Yeah.
By the way, do you notice this? This, what I'm wearing today, I'm like wearing my big boy dressed like a grown-up.
That
clothes.
Is a real
Good
shirt.
Yeah, yeah, an it's actual spiffy today. Shirt.
It's spiffy. Fashionable. Yeah. It's buttoned down.
Yeah, you know what? It's from that Untuckit place. I love the Untuckit place.
You know who first turned me on to Untuckit is Kevin Arnovitz.
Oh, really?
Any NBA fans knows Kevin's work.
Oh, sure.
He's been singing their praise for years. Actually, with that jacket, dare I say, Mace, you look really nice today.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I love that Untuckit stuff. But it's super expensive.
Yes.
How much is it for one shirt?
Probably $100.
For one shirt?
For one shirt, I think.
Holy
I mean, I'm
geez.
Just I'm no, just it is. Estimating, but
I've,
it is.
I've gone there before. It is in it is expensive.
It is. But yeah. It's nice because, you know, you don't have to tuck it in and you know, all that stuff. All the stuff. I should get an Untuckit endorsement.
There you go.
There you go.
Let's go, Justin. Ooh. Schafflander.
Come on, get on it,
Justin. F it Friday and Untuck It Friday.
Oh.
Untuck It Friday. Untuck It rhymes with what you can't say.
Exactly. Untuck It Friday.
Really like that.
Yeah.
Untuck
It Friday. Untuck It Friday.
I expect a small piece of this
deal. Yeah, that's probably not
going
to happen. Yeah,
it's probably not
going
to happen.
Won't. No. Probably won't. But I will allow you another year of using the blame.
Wow. What an early birthday gift to me.
I granted on a yearly basis that's allow you and your brother. We were talking yesterday about how women have got much deeper relationships with their friends than men have with their friends. And I was joking. I said, yeah, I mean, the Kamenetsky brothers, I've known them for years. I don't know how many kids they have.
You never
I don't know their names, except there's one named Ethan that says, hold down dance party on your phone. That's the only one that I really know. Is Ethan yours or is Ethan?
The guy who does the Lakers dance party, hold down on your phone?
Ethan is my brother's middle child. You met my daughter when she was very, very,
very
little.
Cute. Very
she
cute
was
girl.
Cute. Yeah. She was at a USC tailgate, which lets you know how long ago it was. That's when
wow,
we did those things.
That was when we...
Yes.
How old is she now?
She's going to be 12 in a few weeks.
Yeah, congratulations. Happy birthday to her.
But that was a while ago.
Yeah, all right. So last, you gotta take them anywhere you can. I don't care how many free throws we get and how many free throws they get. I'm all good with it. After the game last night, it was very, very simple. Monty Williams said the score was 46-20.
Mm-hmm.
Take it every day of the week. Every win is critical right now. Last night was a good one. And we're talking a lot about Austin Reeves. Anthony Davis also played really big.
He had a hell of a third quarter.
You know, I said this week. I think if they make the playoffs, it's because of Anthony Davis. And if they miss the playoffs, it's because of Anthony Davis.
There's no question.
He's got to pick up this team and carry it.
He is. I mean, despite the Austin Reeves surge we've been seeing right now, Anthony Davis is the best player on this team.
Yes.
He's the only thing that you have that's close to a superstar. These are the responsibilities that come with being a superstar and the guy that's supposed to be the next franchise face of the Lakers.
Yes.
These are the responsibilities.
Now, on the Austin Reeves front, I mean, come on. Undrafted free agent. Look what he's doing right now. It is crazy.
He has been amazing. He's been absolutely amazing. The move to the starting lineup last night, he goes in, Malik Beasley goes out. Worked fantastic for Reeves, worked fantastic for the team. I think it brought out a lot good in AD, brought out a lot good in D'Lo, Jared Vanderbilt. Like, I don't know what happens if and when LeBron gets back, because maybe some of what you look to do with Reeves, he can't do as much with LeBron there. But until LeBron comes back, I can promise you, Reeves is staying in that starting lineup. He's just been way too good to take him out.
Yeah. I was going to play something, but...
What are you looking for?
Which one are you looking for? I have it.
I was looking for...
Monty Williams?
I was looking for Jay Williams.
Jay Williams? I got
Jay
that.
Williams. Okay. Listen to what Jay Williams said today on KJ and M.
Not one that said it first, right? Until I started digging down into it. Not one that said it first, right? Until I started digging down into it. Well, if you... You bring back LeBron, this team can get potentially to the Western Conference Finals. How do you bring back LeBron? Like, the more I sit there and think about it, the more I think about when you bring back LeBron in this short period, how in the hell is Austin Reeves supposed to continue to play at this level? The ball's in Austin Reeves' hands a ton. You guys know the kind of lather, the kind of rhythm that you get when the ball's in your hand. You increase the amount of possessions, the volume of possessions. I feel way more comfortable with the rock now. When LeBron comes back, and Austin Reeves has been balling. D'Lo has been balling, right? But now you bring LeBron James back. Are you going to play LeBron James off the ball?
Yeah, I think Jay Will's right. I think it would be a mistake to bring LeBron James back. Is that really what it's come to? I love our morning show. I like to call it Keyshawn in the morning. Jay Will's
Keyshawn
there.
Likes
Max
to call it Keyshawn
there.
In the morning.
Yes, he does. But I think it is really a tough decision for the organization about whether or not you bring LeBron James back.
I mean, it's tough because it's no longer LeBron's team.
No, it's Austin's team.
It's Austin Reeves' team. Yep.
He's got a lather when he's got the ball.
Yeah, he's got a lather. He's the lathered Batman, and Anthony Davis is now his Robin.
Yeah.
I guess LeBron is Gleek, Remember the Wonder Twins, Gleek?
Yeah, that's an old school reference.
It's an old school reference. Like, is there somebody that is third in the pecking order behind Batman and Robin?
Batman, Robin, Bat. Who would be third in the pecking? I guess it would be Batgirl. Right? Who's third in the pecking order at in
John would Gotham tell you City? That for saying Batgirl's third, you're going to get canceled.
Oh. Yeah, no, it's literally her name. Although, did they not cancel the movie?
They did actually cancel.
Like, after they shot it, they shot the entire movie, and they said, no, the Batgirl
they
thing,
did
we're
cancel.
Not gonna do it.
They did.
Yeah.
Look, I understand.
I think he makes a great point.
She-Hulk.
She-Hulk. There you go.
LeBron is She-Hulk. I mean, look, I understand that to let people behind the curtain for these shows to work, you need conflict.
Yes.
You need debate. That's pushing.
Gotta have a hot take.
That's pushing debate too far.
Yes, it is.
You bring LeBron back.
Yes.
There is no counterpoint to bring LeBron back.
I'm not an expert by any stretch, but I think they're a better team with LeBron James. Jay.
Yes.
Jay Williams.
I mean, do you have to figure out like how to, I guess, reinsert the star and face of the organization, Austin Reeves, into all this? Look, it's up to Austin Reeves to take a back seat to LeBron.
Of course.
Like, these are the things that sometimes your stars have to do. Sometimes they have to take a back seat to the all-time leading scorer in NBA history.
It does happen.
It's on Austin to be a professional.
Yeah, he's got more points than anybody in NBA history. Like, but can you afford to bring him back right now?
I don't know,
says
man.
Jay.
I've seen, by the way, too, these are fantastic. Some incredible people have been hitting me up on Twitter at Cam Brothers with nicknames for Austin Reeves, from Ricky Rodriguez at Ricky with a lot of eyes, the Mayo Mamba for Austin
Reeves.
The Mayo Mamba.
Yep.
Then also from at Now X Uno, the D'Angelo Russell Austin Reeves backcourt, Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla ice.
I love that is brilliant.
Good. I love that.
Vanilla Ice is
that's good.
Awesome.
That's good.
Yes. Like, shout out to Now X Uno. That is fantastic.
Yep. Good job. Are we on YouTube today?
I hope
yes,
so.
We are.
YouTube.com/ESPNLA.
Yeah. There's certain songs that you can't help but start to dance along with.
A lot of people hitting us up in either the Mafia or on Twitter at Cam Brothers. Third in the pecking order, LeBron, because we've established Austin Reeves is now Batman.
Yep.
Anthony Davis is Robin.
Yes.
LeBron is Alfred.
Alfred!
he's Alfred. That's the perfect person.
That's obvious. My apologies for missing something.
We totally screwed
so
up.
Obvious.
Could we miss
totally
Alfred?
That up.
Yes.
He just sits in the cave.
Yes.
Deploys the weapons.
Called upon if needed, but more often than not, no.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Worthy Splash just pointed out Alfred H. Fitz. The H. Fitz.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're not getting LeBron on this show.
So, no. We've never. I don't think we've ever had LeBron in season on the show. Have we, Bergman?
No, never.
Because you don't like guests.
No, I would have LeBron on whenever he wants,
you don't like
but
guests.
He is not going to come on because he
Have you
not.
Ever made a request?
Yes, I have actually.
Have you?
I have made a request for LeBron.
You have made a request?
Guess how many responses I've gotten from those requests.
I'm guessing...
One.
One?
I'll go and ask, but we'll see.
Never?
No, absolutely not.
What about Austin Reeves?
I think we've had Austin on before, but we haven't requested him in a while.
Yeah.
We could try him out next week.
Has LeBron done post-game interviews with John?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
And Media Day, I've talked to LeBron before. That's generally... Yeah,
not
LeBron
this last year.
No, he didn't do Media Day this year.
I mean, now's the time to get LeBron on the show. He could use the shine and, like, you know, a little bit of the publicity.
Especially now that he's fallen to third in the pecking order.
He's third in the pecking order.
Yeah. All right, so Bergman's dying to get to it, so we will do it next. The UCLA Bruins playing tonight against Gonzaga in the Sweet 16. Bergman is going to break that game down for you in its entirety. He is the one guy I know around here that has watched every UCLA. Well, he and John Ireland.
He and Ireland.
The only two guys who have watched every UCLA game this year. That's coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday, Steve. And you know what, Steve?
Yes.
Or Mace. Sorry, Mace, I know you don't like being called.
I hate being called Steve.
I know. You know what?
Oh, sorry, yeah. Steve.
Sorry. Steven?
TT I like better
Steven
than Steve,
is okay?
Actually.
TT. Yeah. Okay, TT. So Jorge and I did not forget about your birthday.
Yeah, we did.
We decided to write you a very heartfelt message.
Okay.
It is. It's a very heartfelt message. So
yeah. We got it here.
Yeah. To Mace, we would like to take a moment to wish you a very happy birthday. Today is a day to celebrate you and all that you bring to the world. Your unique talents, your kindness, your passion, and your drive are just a few of the many qualities that make you such an amazing person.
As we reflect on another year of your life, we feel grateful for your presence in our lives. You have undoubtedly touched the lives of so many people in positive ways, and your contributions have made the world a better place.
On your special day, we wish you continued success and happiness in all of your endeavors. May you find joy in the simple pleasures of life, and may you always have a sense of purpose and meaning in all that you do.
Thank you for being such an important part of our lives and being the wonderful person that you are. Happy birthday, Steve.
Happy birthday, Mace.
Wow. I'm genuinely touched.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, man.
And I was waiting for the joke.
That was so much different than what I expected.
I thought it was just going to be a big F you, Mace.
No,
but
no, it was almost like you were reading a hostage video. It was so much different than what I actually expected.
No, that's very nice. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, ChatGPT.
Yeah. Was it actually ChatGPT?
Yes.
Oh, hey, thanks, ChatGPT.
Oh, man.
That is brilliant.
You use it all the time, so we got to use it on you.
I had to sign up for it and do the whole thing.
Oh,
and like,
wow. Oh, thank you, awesome. ChatGPT.
Well played.
Thank you, AI. It
well
means
played.
A lot.
We tried to play it serious so
oh,
bad.
Oh, you did? You played it so serious? Oh,
God, I almost started dying laughing in the middle of reading the last line.
Thank you, Chad.
Really well done.
That was really well done.
Kids out there, you can write a paper now.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, so it's 1 week till baseball season.
Baseball.
1 week from today, we will be talking about the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks, a night game at Dodger Stadium. Weirdly, now that the opening day is a night game instead of an afternoon game, I think that started last year. I'm not sure why that is. Why is that we now open with a night game instead of a day game?
Apparently it's happened before, but I always liked it that way. I liked it when it was every game at the same time in the middle of the day.
I like that it's night game because I can go home and listen and watch.
Yeah, sure, we can go watch it.
So we can go home and watch it.
But didn't you like doing it when we were actually on the air?
Yeah, it was fun when we did it on the air.
That's fun.
Yeah, that was really fun. Yeah,
it's too bad.
James Outman, if you're a Dodger fan, has officially made the roster. Rookie center fielder, you would anticipate that he made the roster because he's going to play a lot. Tore it up this spring. Last year was up for a week and tore it up. So I have very high hopes for James Outman this year.
Well, they must be expecting to play because otherwise they want to get him that time on the field one way or the other.
Yes.
And also, too, they must figure they need him because they will also look to manipulate the service time as much as they possibly can.
Right.
So if they're bringing him up now, it means they figure he's got a solidified role that they need for
Yes,
him.
Absolutely. And
he's not going to get meaningful at bats in AAA anymore.
No,
right?
No.
Like anything he does down there is secondary now.
Yeah.
So he needs to have real major league pitching.
Yeah, I'm excited for him. I'm excited to see him. I'm excited to see Miguel Vargas, another rookie. I'm excited to see Ryan Pepio as the fifth starter this year. A lot of youth. This is the youth movement. This is the year that we didn't go over the salary cap so we could sign Ohtani next year. I hope to hell that second part happens.
You know what? This is actually, I think, kind of an exciting season for the Dodgers in its own right, because it's the first season in a long time where you're not just expecting Bigfoot dominance.
Right.
Like you're thinking about them in a different way, because it's not just a given that they're going to run away with the division, and it's just a matter of how many games do they win, how healthy are they at the end, does it all feel for naught? Like this feels like a season where they may have to fight more if they're actually going to win it, and that's pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I am totally happy if they get 95 wins and they're a wild card. If the Padres run away with the division, that's just fine. We ran away with it last year. Look where it got us. Just get into the tournament is the whole idea, the whole premise of this thing. And we don't need to expend a lot of energy if we've got a playoff spot.
No, totally agreed. 95 wins is still a lot of wins. There's times when 95 wins
but
the division.
But think about that. That's 16 less than last year. I'm terrible at math.
It was 111 last year.
107.
It was 111.
So six.
That's 16 less wins, but it's also you have to take off some for Trey Turner, and you have to take off for some of the losses where you don't have Bueller still. You don't have.
But it probably takes Gonsolin. 93 wins to get into the postseason, don't you think?
Yeah, 93 to 95 is still a lot of wins, yeah. Is all I'm saying, because you don't need that much with eight teams getting in. You might have the three game playoff.
Yeah.
But you're still going to get in.
So I came across a list of the best managers, best and worst managers in Major League Baseball, and they were ranked from last to first. So last place went to Phil Nevin of the Angels. I did not go through the rest of it because it was an effing slideshow, and I'm not going to go through any slideshow on any website ever.
It's the worst.
Stop giving me slideshows. I'm not going to fall for your pranks to show me more ads. No slideshows. Phil Nevin last. The rest of it, take your own best shot.
Well, it's also because they want you to click. And every time you click on the page, it
shows you a different ad.
Well, it gives you a different ad, but it's also they want the amount of clicks they get on the website.
Yeah, they're measuring per click.
Well, they got one for me. Still Nevin. That's it. The rest of it, I don't care. So, Bergman tonight, very big night. The UCLA Bruins are in the NCAA tournament in the Sweet 16.
Can't wait.
They are playing Gonzaga. And, of course, that raises the eternal question. Who's going to guard Drew Timmy?
So you're John Ireland today, I see.
Okay. Correct. I'm playing the role of John Ireland.
So if you want the actual answer, Adem Bona is one of the best defenders in the country. Yep. And he's one now with Jalen Clark out because of his injury. He is the best defender on the team. So he's going to be guarding him. He's also 6'10". Kenneth Nuba is going to come off the bench, and so is Mac Etienne. And they are both 6'10", and will be able to do a decent enough job on him.
So if Drew Timmy, I just heard this on the SportsCenter today with Hannah Storm, if Drew Timmy scores 20 points tonight, he will have more 20-point games than any player has ever had in NCAA tournament history.
He has been playing forever.
Yeah,
he feels like he was on the Gonzaga team with Adam Morrison. Like, yeah, he's just been around forever.
Yep. Bergman, are you optimistic? What's the line on this game?
So, last I saw it was 2.5, but let me just make sure of it.
Yeah, because I'm expecting mythical money on this.
It's UCLA minus 1.5.
Are you going to put some mythical money on there?
I will not put mythical money
really?
On
Really? Why not?
I don't bet on my teams. Ever.
Oh, come on.
I don't. You can look at my history. I don't bet on my teams.
All right, give me 10 grand on Gonzaga.
Oh,
see, that actually worries me, okay? First of all, this actually worries me because Jorge bets against everything and always wins. So I'm a little, you're making me
Jorge
feel bad.
Jorge will bet against anybody. Bets against
you
bets
don't know anything about either team.
Who cares? I'm making money.
He knows about Drew Timmy. He knows that.
Well, here's the thing, because Jorge admittedly knows nothing. He can't bet with his heart.
Exactly.
Like, emotion never gets in the way of Jorge's bets.
But the problem is that he was right. Like, if he would have bet on UCLA, I'd be like, okay, that he's getting all of his bets right. But he's going against me, so I don't like it.
Oh, Jorge. Jorge just doesn't care. He's got like $300,000 mythical dollars. He's weighing for. Look at him. He's like a supervillain over there.
Scrooge McDuck swimming through his mythical money in that vault.
Yeah.
You're going to go down to $323,000 after this.
Man.
I actually do feel really good about it. I don't know why. I think they have a great defense. Their offense has been playing really, really well. They have everything that you need in the tournament. You have a guard. You have senior leadership.
Uh-huh.
You have a big man in the middle that can guard Drew Timmy. Yes, Ireland. That can guard Drew Timmy.
Right.
They have all the things that are there to make a long run. I think this is the team that's going to do it.
You've got a head coach that looks like a supervillain.
And who's awesome. He's not going to be happy with this either.
Like, no,
even if they beat Gonzaga,
he'll have a sour look on his face.
Right. He's going to have that whole Kobe attitude about
it. Is there another game I should be watching tonight? What time is that game?
6:45.
And then is there a late game or is that the late game?
That is the late game.
That
is the late game. So there's other games. But what are you going to do? Are you going to watch the game or are you going to go have dinner?
I'm going to go have dinner. I'll have early dinner so I can watch Drew Timmy.
You're going to have 5 o'clock dinner?
5 o'clock dinner. Like my mom and not stepdad Leo, 5 o'clock dinner.
Are they coming out?
No, they're not coming. We just saw them on.
Oh, yeah, you guys did something over the weekend.
We just saw them on.
5 o'clock boil. That's what you're having.
Now, have you ever had a crab boil?
No, but I've always wanted to.
Yeah, they do a great crab boil with potatoes and crab and lobster and clams and mussels and like some andouille sausage.
Yeah,
it's
a New England thing.
Yeah, it's a New England.
It's very New England, East Coast.
And a corner. Yeah, you sent. I'll save that. But I am either going to do that chicken parmesan at one of my favorite restaurants, Vito's, which is on Ocean Park in Santa Monica, and the third one is Boa on Ocean at the beach.
Fancy,
yeah. So one of those three.
Is it dealer's choice? Is it going to be from Juan? Does he choose?
Nope, I choose anything I want tonight. I get anything I want.
Okay,
yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. So I haven't
good.
And you get a ChatGPT message.
Yes, exactly. All right. Coming up next for you, going to spin the wheel of questions. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right. Here we go. My wheel today. And it is all birthday themed. And look at that. What was your most memorable birthday?
Oh, that's easy.
Really?
My 21st.
Yeah?
My friends in college could have killed me on my 21st. Yes.
Tell me about it.
I had just had a skiing accident like 3 or 4 days before that. It turns out I blew out my ACL and my cartilage.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, it was a bad accident. So I was in an immobilizer. Like, I really couldn't get around. I was on crutches, all that stuff. And I had an MRI planned the next day. So I originally wasn't going to do anything at all. I was frankly pretty bummed out about the whole thing. My friends are all like, oh, you got to go out. It's your 21st. You have to go out. They're like, we'll just go to one bar, like a campus bar, so you don't have to like bar hop, move around. I was like, okay. But I'm telling you right now, I'm not really drinking much because I got this MRI the next day. I don't want to possibly fall, make it worse. I probably had like 5 beers before we left, before we even got to this bar. Once we got to this bar, all of my friends are like buying me drinks left and right, left and right. I reach a point where I'm going to get sick, but I can't get up. So I'm like throwing up in pitchers at this table, but then drinking more. And then apparently, I don't remember any of this, but apparently random strangers were like buying me drinks. They're like, dude, buy this guy a shot. He'll do whatever. Doesn't matter. Like he'll get sick and he'll do it again. For like 2 or 3 weeks after though, because I was on crutches still, random people on campus would be like, dude, you're that guy from the 90s. Like, you're amazing. I've never seen anything like this before.
Wow.
Yeah, I really could have died that night.
Really?
My friends in retrospect are like, seriously, we could have killed you. It was totally irresponsible.
Damn. All right. Bergman?
So what's crazy is that it's also my 21st birthday, which I shouldn't remember because of how hammered I was.
Right, I'm surprised you remember anything.
Isn't
from
that weird though, Andy? Like, you remember your most memorable birthday is the one that you don't fully remember.
I remember bits and pieces of it, and it's also been pieced together for me by my friends who remember it more.
Right.
Like, a lot of what I remember is their tellings of what happened.
Right.
But no, I don't remember anything.
So, Bergman, 21.
So, it was my 21st birthday, and I went to, on City Walk, there's a piano bar called Howl at the Moon.
Oh, at the top.
Yeah.
At the top, which was so much fun. And I told everyone, no shots. I want no shots. And so eventually that absolutely happened. But they weren't just giving me shots of tequila, which was that started with tequila. Then it became Three Wise Men. Then it became, which was Jim, Jack, and Johnny.
Right.
And then it became, you know, just whiskey shots of Jack Daniels. And it just was so much. And I was fine until we went over to down the way. There was the other bar with the bull. What was that? What's the bar with the bull?
Saddle Ranch. That was the spot for like a year.
Saddle Ranch. And they put me, while I was this hammered, they put me on the bull. And that was the end of my night. That night I ended up in the bathroom at Saddle Ranch and like laying on the ground until they picked me up and brought me into a car. And then I had to go back to my apartment. And I really liked my Xbox and playing video games at the time. And they found me in the morning, took pictures of me wrapped around my Xbox. Wow. Like that was
really?
My,
just
that was my pillow.
Your
I was hugging my Xbox while I was, yeah. I all really right. liked Counter-Strike.
Jorge, 21st
yeah,
birthday?
My 21st. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody, I used to work at a restaurant.
Yep.
So everybody had requested that night off. So they made me work the afternoon. I usually work mornings. And then,
good afternoon.
Yeah, they were all planning, you know, my birthday party.
Yep.
My coworkers even got my parents involved.
Oh,
so
wow.
Then they picked me. Yeah. So they picked me up and they drive me around, blindfold me, and then they drove me around different places. And then we get to liquor store, and as soon as I walk into this liquor store, blindfolded, they just took me there to throw me off. So we were walking in, and the security guard at the liquor store was like, "Welcome to the gayest bar in town." And I was pissed. I was like, "Oh man, like, what are you guys doing?" So they're like, "No, it's just a joke, bro." So we got some beer, and then you know we ended up at my aunt's house, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And then everybody was there. My mom, everybody was just a big, big, big surprise. And then yeah.
So my 21 didn't mean anything because drinking age in Ohio when I was going to school was 19. So I'd already gotten well underway by the time I was 21. My most memorable birthday was 51. Had a Juan threw me a party. There was like 120 people at the house. It was a big, gigantic party. Juan brought out a cake that said, "Happy birthday to me," mm-hmm. which was like, I loved, of course. And I was just with all my friends, had a really good time, really memorable night. I never had a big thing about, like, I don't remember 40, I don't remember 30, I don't remember 21. I don't remember those birthdays, but I do remember 51.
51.
Yeah.
It's like, remember Breaking Bad when he has the 52 with the bacon and the pancakes?
Oh, right, right.
In the Denny's type restaurant. Yeah. Like sometimes it's the random ones that stick out.
So it's funny you mention that because there is a promo that baseball did, and it involves our friend Bryan Cranston.
This game is for you, the fan. You want the action to flow, the bat on the ball and daring on the base paths. This is the game we all want to see. Get the ball, pitch the ball. Keep the defense on their toes. Field like Ozzie, run like Ricky. So get that shift out of here. Free up the players to put on a show. It's the best game in the world. Now it's even better.
I like that baseball is selling these changes. I like that the shift being gone is a thing that you can talk. I mean, there are guys that are going to so benefit from no shift. Max Muncy's a guy just off the top of my head. Max Muncy is going to benefit from no shift. He's going to see bigger holes and make a huge difference. Stolen bases going to increase. You're not allowed to throw over more than twice. The bases are as big as pizza boxes. I think we're going to see a lot of stolen bases. And the pitch clock and the amount of time that a batter has a chance to dig into the box, 30 seconds, 18 seconds, respectively, I think is going to move the game along. We saw spring training games. There was one spring training game that went 9-8 final, 2 hours and 41 minutes.
It's nice.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be a pace to it, and I'm a traditionalist. I always thought it's great that baseball is the one game without a clock, but I also recognize that the game has to evolve and change just like everything else, and this is a positive evolution for the game.
Well, the thing I like about these rule changes is I do think that they're going to take getting used to for the players, and I think also for audiences as well, and there's certain aesthetic things that maybe you won't like in the beginning, maybe you won't like at all, but fundamentally it does not change the game.
Right.
Like baseball is not going to feel like a different game to you in terms of the overall product. And look, some of these things like, you know, eliminating the shift, there are going to be good managers who figure out how do you counter the shift being
By the way, have you seen the way to scam the shift?
Oh, yeah, where you bring the left fielder over.
And put him in shallow. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, they took a look at the fine. They took a look at the fine print.
Yeah,
they said there's nothing in there about a left fielder.
There are going to be general managers that find a workaround
right,
to that.
Exactly.
And if they want to try it, good for them. Different way to scam the game, but they're probably going
to
do it.
I mean, they're going to have to. But like, even if you say, like, okay, you can't bring the left fielder over, they'll find something else.
Yeah, no, these guys are so, these MBAs that run teams are so smart, they'll figure out a way to deal around it. But I think it's going to be such an exciting baseball season, and I'm excited to see. I'm glad that baseball is selling these changes.
It's baseball. Cool. It's cool they got Cranston to do it because he's in real life a huge baseball fan.
Huge Dodgers fan.
Yeah.
Loves the Dodgers.
Loves Wally Moon. He told me that during an interview.
Did he?
Yes. Old-time Dodger. He loves Wally. That was like a guy he grew up watching.
Wow.
So he's been doing it forever.
Yeah, I grew up here. Big Dodger fan. So I was reading last night. Actually, I'll hold this because we got it. I was reading about the metaverse last night. Okay, don't turn off your radio yet. I read something really, really weird about the metaverse that I never thought of before. And
with all the time you spend thinking about the metaverse,
yes,
this never occurred
to you.
This
never occurred to me. This is a scenario I never would have thought
of.
Plus, will Kyrie be here next year? And if he is, does that mean everybody else is gone that we're watching on this new Lakers, new look Lakers team? We'll get to that coming up too. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.